Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. The Netherlands has a reputation for being innovative when it comes to caring for elders. Some time ago, I reported on a village inhabited solely by citizens with dementia and those trained to assist them in their daily living. It was nicknamed Dementiaville. Now, I'll report on another unique Dutch living arrangement. It's like no dorm I remember when I was going to college in the 60s. A nursing home in Deventer, Netherlands, is now home to 6 college students. Its name, Humanitas. And the following articles describe the philosophy behind this living arrangement and residents, young and old, sharing their experience. The articles include from PBS NewsHour, Dutch nursing home offers rent-free housing to students, from SBS, Special Broadcasting Service, 3 short articles that are combined together, A Smile a Day Keeps the Doctor Away, The Joy of Intergenerational Living, My 93-Year-Old Flatmate, and Everyone Talks About Sex a Lot. And that experience has traveled across the ocean to the U.S. in Smithsonian's College Students Living Rent-Free in a Cleveland Retirement Home. And from Bankrate, an example of continuing care retirement community and its relationship to Cornell University. Beginning with Dutch Nursing Home Offers Rent-Free Housing to Students by Carrie Reed. A nursing home in the Netherlands allows university students to live rent-free alongside the elderly residents as part of a project aimed at warding off the negative effects of aging. In exchange for small rent-free apartments, the Humanitas Retirement Home in Deventer, Netherlands, requires students to spend at least 30 hours per month acting as good neighbors, Humanitas head Heya Sipkus said in an email to PBS newsletter. Officials at the nursing home say students do a variety of activities with the older residents, including watching sports, celebrating birthdays, and perhaps most importantly, offering company when seniors fall ill, which helps stave off feelings of disconnectedness. Both social isolation and loneliness in older men and women are associated with increased mortality, according to a 2012 report by the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. The students bring the outside world in. There's a lot of warmth in the contact, Sipkus says. 6 students from area universities, Saxion and Winsheim, share the building with approximately 160 seniors. They are allowed to come and go as they please as long as they follow one rule. Do not be a nuisance to the elderly. Well, Sipkus joked that this is not difficult for the younger residents, especially since most of the older people living at the home are hard of hearing. The program started 2 years ago after Sipkus received an inquiry from a Ono Selbach, a student who complained about the noise and poor conditions of school housing. Sipkus responded and they began to talk and design the exchange program. Similar intergenerational programs exist in Lyon, France, and Cleveland, Ohio, according to the International Association of Homes and Services for the Aging. One program that began in Barcelona, Spain, in the late 1990s has been replicated in more than 20 cities throughout the country. And now from SPS, Heya Sipkus wants to provide more than just health care in her aged care home in the Holland. She wants the residents to find excitement and a smile every day. She's achieved that by letting students live there too. May 2016. Getting old is not always easy. Moving to a residential care home because living on your own becomes more difficult or is not even possible anymore, is not one of the moments in life that you look forward to. For residential care homes like Humanitas, the question is, what can such residential care homes do for the elderly? Of course, providing appropriate health care is one thing, but what added value can Humanitas give the elderly? Humanitas has three main values that they want to build their environment upon. These values are love, together, and positive. Humanitas wants to create a warm, cozy, rich community where the elderly can find excitement and a smile every day. Humanitas should be a place one wants to belong to, a place where one wants to live. But how could this environment be created? Humanitas felt that this environment could not be created with only the current professional staff. The professionals are primarily concerned with exercising their profession and less with the little extra things that can add that extra value to the residential care home. It should be more like good neighbors who care about each other. That is where the idea of students as residents came up. At this moment in time, students in the Netherlands often have difficulty finding affordable rooms. Also, due to changes in long-term care, the vacancy rate in nursing homes is rather high. Placing students and the elderly together would create a dynamic that benefits both parties. For students, this is advantageous because now they can live in a place for free and have a warm place to come home to. For the elderly, this is advantageous because the youngsters are around to bring positive energy, life, and party stories, a little help and a little attention. We started with one student, not exactly knowing what it would bring. It was just a tryout to see whether this concept would bring what we expected it to bring. Even though not all elderly residents were unanimously positive about the idea of a youngster being their new neighbor, the results were astonishing, resulting in 6 students living with 150 elderly at this moment. The students are energetic, friendly, helpful, and often make just a different chat with the elderly than volunteers or professionals do. This adds so much value to the lives of the elderly in Humanitas. The main directive for the students is to be a good neighbor. In exchange for 30 hours of voluntary work, the students get a room for free. The concept only works when students understand the meaning of being a good neighbor. They should have a feeling for the elderly people, they should pay attention to the elderly, and should be able to adjust to the rhythm of the elderly. It can be said that the 30 hours of voluntary work is just a matter of speech, as those 30 hours are not monitored. With this project, the culture of the organization has changed from control-based to a more trust-based organization. Trust is the key factor here. The students live their lives in Humanitas. They study, party, come home at 5 a.m. or sleep until 1 p.m. They have friends come over. They cook alone or together with students or the elderly. Also, they are showing their own initiatives to organize things for the elderly. An example is one of the female students who organized a wellness evening for all of the residents on her floor. The result? Elderly with purple nail polish on their feet, hanging in a hot tub, but most importantly, elderly grinning from ear to ear. As a result, a special relationship arises between the young students and the old residents. Mrs. Middleburg, one of the residents who is part of the client board, said that the students even became like grandchildren for her. The project of students living in Humanitas, who are being a good neighbor for the elderly, has been running for several years now. The outcome is astonishing, and the benefits are uncountable. Living together with people from different ages, with different perspectives, brings joy and excitement. It may be part of a bigger movement, the motion from an exclusive, isolated society toward a more inclusive, integrated one. The project of students living with the elderly received much acclaim from news outlets such as the BBC, Al Jazeera, The Independent, NRC, Next, and even DAG. All in over 30 different countries were interested in the concept and published about it, ranging from newspaper articles to interviews and videos. In Helsinki, the first home based on this idea of community living and shared interests after visiting Humanitas and Deventer, has opened their doors. In Brazil, an architect student has made students living amongst elderly the theme of her graduation. So, the concept of students living together with elderly is a concept in which both parties benefit. Both the young and old are adding value to each other's lives. A smile a day for everyone, including the elderly, is what should be aimed at worldwide. And you can go to Dateline to watch a video and hear more from the residents in Hia. My 93-year-old flatmate. Drinking games, sex talk, jigsaws. This is life in a unique Dutch retirement home. Young and old living side by side, sharing the joys of life and the sadness of death together. By Aaron Lewis, and this from the Special Broadcasting Service, May 3, 2016. You have to try to throw a white ping pong ball into the beer, and then you have to drink it. Annie Middleberg explains about the beer pong drinking game she has just learned. She's 84, but she says that things are a lot more fun when she's spending time with youngsters like 22-year-old Hurrian Mentnik. Hia Sipkus wants to provide more than just health care in her aged community. She wants the residents to find excitement and a smile every day. And she has, as we know, achieved this by letting students live there too. Amsterdam was short of 9,000 student rooms in 2014 alone, while 2 years earlier the Dutch government cut care funding for people over 80. These two shortages prompted Humanitas to come up with this cheap way of providing better care and company for their residents. I think that the students influence the whole tone of the conversation here, CEO Gia Sipkus said, on thinking behind her idea, so that it's not only about death, sickness, and old age, but also about youth, about parties, about girlfriends. In fact, a lot of the talk here revolves around sex. I saw you come in late with a pretty girl, 93-year-old Jokie van Beek says to Hurrian. And did things go well? Things went well. It was good, he tells her. I escorted her home like a gentleman. They sometimes like to flirt with a young guy, another student, Jordi Pronk, tells Aaron. You pass by and they whistle or wink at you. There are two residents I must visit if I have a new girlfriend, he says. Afterwards, I hear how they really feel. They keep an eye on everything. Dateline author found that one quite unexpected topic brings the generations together. Rather than a generation gap, these old and young people have become very close by living side by side. Things are a lot more fun when we're all together, Annie said, as Jurian shows her how to use Facebook on her tablet. They become like your own sons. You consider them like your own family. What I see from the elderly is that they really enjoy the little things, Jurian explains. Young people are so focused on their future that they don't notice things like how beautiful this park is. They're just racing through it on their way to work or to school. But they know that as well as making life enjoyable for the residents at Humanitas, they also have a serious role to play, and Jordi feels added responsibility in the dementia ward. Sometimes you have to explain to people that they may have forgotten that their husband or parents have already passed away, he says. It's always a surprise every time you see that pain come again. It's hard to see people intensely sad. Sometimes residents keep waiting for someone that's not there. I try to explain as honestly as I can and just comfort them. And inevitably, these are friendships that can quite suddenly come to an end as they face the final moments of life together. For Annie, that means a typically upbeat approach. I've already had three people dying in their chairs at dinner, she tells Aaron, but it happens. It doesn't worry me. She wished me a good life to get the most out of it, Hurrian tells of a former 105-year-old neighbor shortly before she passed away. It's a nice feeling to help them find their final moments of happiness. And by Aaron Lewis, May 2nd, I'll admit it, I'm reaching middle age. My knees hurt a little, and all the camera work for Dateline over the last decade has taken its toll on my lower back. My mom, bless her dear departed soul, used to often say, "My bones creak." I always thought she was kidding in some way. I know now she was not. My bones, they creak. Suffice it to say that I am probably at the perfect age to glean a great deal from a little visit to Humanitas, that pioneering residence of intergenerational living. Humanitas is unlike any other place. It's in a gorgeous little medieval town just out of Amsterdam. At least you would not suspect what goes on there. At least that was certainly true for me. And over the years, Dateline has sent me to an awful lot of places. The place just has this quiet warmth about it, and the normalities of age don't seem to apply for some reason, young or old. The best dancer I met was 84 years old. The dirtiest old fellow sense of humor I encountered was from a very proper-looking 21-year-old. Kids play shuffleboard. Octogenarians play beer pong. Youngsters and seniors display acts of friendship, intimacy, and conversational candor that may simply not exist elsewhere. In short, everyone talks about sex. A lot. Perhaps my favorite of the many, many ribald sexual conversations I overheard between a 20-something and a 90-something involved the retelling of a recent ménage à trois that had been successfully attempted by the dashing young man. The 90-something woman looked starry-eyed, without a hint of judgment, but simply pure wonderment. Such things were not possible 7 decades ago in the same little stone-walled apartments in Deventer. Such freedom to adventure were words spelled out in the syntax of chuckles, gasps, and approving smiles that accompanied her rapt attention. What actually fascinated me was that this same woman told me that she no longer had any use for love. She had married very young and had a large family and a husband who she cohabitated with, but never accompanied on adventures of any sort. Love was for stories, and she wanted to hear as many as she could. It stirred something in her that I suspect she had promised herself would never again be stirred. It would be easy to dismiss this sort of thing as libidinous gossip, and it certainly was. But the truth is that the friendships that have evolved at Humanitas do seem to awaken something in both the young and the old who live there. The young move slowly and more attentively through their bustling world. The elder residents have fresh stories to share and an endless barrage of questions about the changing world outside and the old medieval walls of Deventer. It's a lovely place. You should visit if you're ever passing through Deventer. Tell Mrs. Hofstede that I sent you. And now, coming back to the U.S., college students are living rent-free in a Cleveland retirement home from Smithsonian, October 2015. When Laura Barrick doesn't feel like walking her dog, Charlie, she asks Tiffany, too, who lives in her building, to take him out. The two women live in Judson Manor, a retirement home in Cleveland, Ohio. Only Tue is a 25-year-old college student. While unique, the living arrangements has its perks for both generations. Studies have shown that there are huge health benefits to the elderly, from fighting dementia to regulating blood pressure, that come from social contact with younger people. Meanwhile, the college students are struggling with increasing college debts and housing costs. Two, who is a second-year master's student at the Cleveland Institute of Music, is one of 5 students living at Judson Manor, as part of an artist-in-residence program. The students, who all qualify for some financial need, live rent-free with the 120 elderly residents of the revamped 1920s hotel. In exchange for a room, they perform solo recitals every few months, as well as weekend and impromptu concerts. The program started in 2010 with two students, when a Judson board member heard about a housing shortage at the school, and it continues to expand. Next year, in addition to the Cleveland Institute of Music students, the retirement home is bringing in students from the Cleveland Institute of Art. Soon, the students enrolled at Case Western Reserve University will be occupying some of the rooms. The students participate in concrete ways, leading art therapy classes to help residents with dementia, for instance, but they also just hang out, which can be even more valuable. Many of the residents, like Tu and Barrick, have developed close relationships. In my everyday life, I wouldn't be in touch with this group of elderly people, Tu says. Musically, it's really rewarding, and it lets me connect with people I otherwise would never connect with. There's research that shows just how rewarding these connections can be, especially for the older folks. A group of studies from the National Institute on Aging shows that social isolation, especially in older adults, can lead to a host of mental and physical disorders. On the other hand, the NIA reports, positive indicators of social well-being may be associated with lower levels of interleukin-6 in otherwise healthy people. Interleukin-6 is an inflammatory factor implicated in age-related disorders such as Alzheimer's disease, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, cardiovascular disease, and some forms of cancer. Rob Lucarelli, Judson's Director of Communications, says that the staff doesn't have any concrete measurement for the social and physical benefits of having younger people in the building, drawing the elderly out of their rooms, but it has had a noticeable positive effect on the residents. It's tangible, and it comes from even low levels of contact, Barrick says. The people here light up when the young people walk through the lobby, she says. It's really quite lovely. The program has also spurred interest in the home. Barrick says part of what drew her to Judson in the first place is that it's close to the Cleveland Institute of Music campus and that she could take advantage of the cultural and academic events there. She's not alone. There's a growing trend of retirement communities forging ties with nearby universities so residents can audit courses, attend performances, serve as museum docents, and use campus hospitals, libraries, and fitness facilities. Three similar programs in the Netherlands and one in Lyon, France, suggest that this model for intergenerational living can be the beginning of a new trend. The arrangements vary, but they all hinge on some kind of social interaction. A relationship with her and Tu, Barrick says, we cook and sit around and talk about our problems and things that concern us. She's given me the world of a 25-year-old granddaughter, which I am scarce on. And now going on to Kendall, part of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. There are 298 residents here. The average age of the resident, 86. It's proximity to campus. By road, it's 8.5 miles to Ithaca College and 2.5 miles to Cornell University. Due to that distance, the campuses are not accessible by foot or bike. But this is a CCRC, as I reported on in a previous program. The residents can't audit classes free of charge. There is no year-round curriculum designed specifically for residents, but there are summer programs. Faculty often come to the retirement community to give lectures. Students visit to perform concerts and give presentations on various class projects. Residents participate in research conducted by Cornell University and Ithaca College on the effects of aging and on brain and balance. Students also come to the retirement community and give presentations on various class projects. Senior housing and health services. For residents living independently, there are 167 cottages on Kendall at Ithaca's 50 acres and 45 apartments attached to the community center. Kendall at Ithaca is a continuing care retirement community and offers assisted living residences, skilled nursing care, and home care. They have physical and occupational therapy available in the health center. The alumni base. While Kendall at Ithaca does not have an official count, more than 17% have some kind of formal affiliation with the two universities. Many residents still maintain offices and academic responsibilities at Cornell. They continue to teach, supervise graduate students, and do research. The financial arrangement, a bit different. The retirement community has no financial ties to Ithaca College or Cornell University. Kendall at Ithaca owns the land and independently operates the community. It does not contract any of the services with the universities. And that is similar to Oak Hammock at the University of Florida in Gainesville, Florida. It, too, is a continuous care retirement community that has students intern at Oak Hammock, and many work with residents in the retirement community's fitness center as personal trainers and fitness class instructors. Music professors assist with the retirement center's choir and chamber music ensembles. Senior housing and health services. As a continuing care retirement community, residents have access to all levels that are needed as they age. Residents have 21 different options for independent living, from studio apartments to freestanding villas. For those residents who come to need additional services, skilled nursing, assisted living, and memory care are also available. Well, intergenerational living has been around for a long time, and now we see college students living in nursing homes as well as daycare centers operating fully with residents in nursing homes. The benefits for all quite apparent in today's articles and those from previous programs. Thanks a lot for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.